Welcome to Aardvark Avarice. I am your host, Will Smith. This podcast is brought to you by Fukumi Sushi and Seafood, who promise a pleasurable experience as soon as you walk through their doors. All food is guaranteed fresh, nothing fishy smelling here. And with a bountiful seafood buffet, there is no doubt they have the biggest spread in town. Rest assured, this podcast is not a conspiracy. But let me ask you a few questions. Do you know anybody from Bielefeld? Have you ever been to Bielefeld? Do you know anybody who has ever been to Bielefeld? I like mixed nuts. There's not a story there. I just thought you should know on the off chance you wanted to get me a strictly platonic gift. Take a note, all you future secret Santas. It was on my way back from getting a bag of mixed nuts at the market that I saw a nondescript white van sitting in front of my office building. Ooh, my spidey sense was tingling. Are you like me? Does that description alone elicit thoughts of both the nefarious and the clandestine? Nothing ever good stepped out of a nondescript white van, and nothing ever safe or wholesome happens in a nondescript white van. Sheldon Cooper once said, "Oh, of course, a nondescript white panel van. You may be familiar with it from the sentence, their bodies were found in a nondescript white panel van." This van was rusted around the wheel wells, with a couple of noticeable dingers in the sidewalls. The rear windows were covered in a white film, making it impossible for looky-loos to sneak a peek. Not that I'm a looky-loo. There's no loo to be looking by me. Still, this van was parked parallel to the sidewalk, even though the parking lines were perpendicular. As my daughter would say, sus much? If I were to park a van for, say, an abduction, this is hypothetical, of course, but if that was my plan, I'd situate it in just the same way. The side door was close to the sidewalk for a quicker grab, with the vehicle lined up to make a speedy getaway. I would leave the van running. In this case, the nondescript white van was indeed running, with no driver behind the wheel. It was a one-way street with multiple outlets and minimal traffic to impede escape. The highway is not far, and neither is the border, with thousands of acres of a remote woodland to be lost in. Nobody would ever find us. Not that I've given it that much thought, or any thought at all. Certainly nothing involving Ryan Reynolds and the harvesting of DNA for cloning. Yeah. By design, I tend to give cargo vans a wide berth, especially white or black. Just as notorious. You never know if men dressed in black wearing ski masks will jump out of the side door, black bag you, and stuff you in the back for organ harvesting. I, in fact, have an immaculate liver. And don't get me started on my kidneys. Teenage boys wish they had kidneys this virile. I'm guessing they'd fetch 25 grand each. That's definitely worth abducting for. How about human trafficking? What? You don't think a seasoned balding man with a dad bod and plantar fasciitis is in high demand on the black market? I'll have you know, I would make a fantastic boy toy for some rich female Bulgarian mob boss who likes board games and Bruce Campbell movies. This is my boomstick. Just as long as it's not the Albanians. Just fair warning to any would-be Albanian abductors out there. I fight dirty. I'm talking real housewives dirty. I'm not above spitting, stomping, slapping, clawing, biting, raking, gouging, thumbing, jabbing, elbowing, kneeing, or grabbing your kibble and bits and twisting them like I'm trying to open a very stubborn pickle jar. You gonna drag me? I know I don't have a Liam Neeson for a daddy who can kung fu his way through a dozen or so Albanian pimps. The worst my pop can do is run you over with his scooter. So I will go all Hannibal Lecter on your face before I allow myself to be a centerpiece of a Pulp Fiction gimp reenactment. In no way will my plop-plop be for sale to the highest bidder. As I passed by the nondescript white van, I noticed through the uncovered passenger window that a metal cage separated the front and the back. Okay, maybe I looky-looed a little bit, but beyond the metal cage, I could see computer equipment installed on swivel wall mounts. If that doesn't scream covert operations, I don't know what does. Were they undercover police staking out a target? I always thought the kid karate dojo next door was up to no good. How could the owners not want to buy a delicious candy bar where half the profits go to a children's hospital and the rest goes to my daughter's school trip to Boston? What kind of person doesn't like chocolate, almonds, or caramel? I'll tell you what kind of person. An unsavory one. I'm guessing there's an illegal underground fight club at that dojo, where parents bet on bare-knuckled grudge matches between Little Johnny and Sweet Susie. They probably get them all pumped up on Fun Dip and Baja Blast, and then toss them into a metal cage to duke it out Hunger Games style. Pan Am today, Pan Am tomorrow, Pan Am forever. You know what I'm saying. Or maybe it was the FBI in the van, getting ready to bust an espionage ring. In the northwest corner of my office building is a printing company. Not too suspicious on the surface, but I've seen firsthand at least one worker that doesn't wash his hands after going to the bathroom. I know. Disgusting. Seriously, even just a cursory rinse under the water would be something. Once, only once have I seen him wash his hands, and that's only after I gave him the evil eye while I dried my own hands. He was coming out of the stall for crying out loud. And of course, we all know who doesn't wash their hands. The Albanians. Also well known for their espionage. Okay, maybe that's a stretch. But it's not a stretch that caca hands could be on a government watch list for something. Likely of a predatory nature? I would say he probably owns a nondescript white van himself, even though I've only seen him in a silver SUV. Do it, FBI. Nail him. Nail caca hands to the wall. If you need something to pin on him other than reprehensible hygiene, I'll gladly plant some evidence. A baggie of suspicious white powder? Some hypodermic needles? Compromising photographs? I'll get it. You need a severed human toe? I can get you a toe. Believe me, I can get a toe. Oh, now I'm starting to sound like the guy who drives around in a nondescript white van. Who says I don't? Who says I don't? Who says that isn't my nondescript white van? If it was, and I'm not saying it is, but if it was, you could rest assured I would have only one thing in the back. The corpse of an alien body collected from its crashed spaceship, whose DNA I intend to splice with the DNA of Ryan Reynolds, creating a Super Reynolds, beautiful and terrible as the dawn, treacherous as the sea, stronger than the foundations of the earth. Oh, she'll love him and despair. Well, that about sums it up for today. Thank you for listening to Aardvark Avarice. I'd like to again thank our sponsor, Fukmi Sushi and Seafood, who are so devoted to the satisfaction of their customers, they will serve you a long time. Until next time, this is Tommy Lee Jones saying, be safe, be kind, and enjoy the Valenquet. What I want from each and every one of you is a hard target search of every gas station, residence, warehouse, farmhouse, henhouse, outhouse, and doghouse. Your fugitive's name is Caca Hands. Go get him. Nap,